charge your phone anywhere. Some technology gets so sophisticated so quickly that we forget the simple things in life, like electricity. Even though it can charge your phone from just about anywhere, even your suitcase, there are still many places in the world without so much as an outlet. Two-case Western engineering students are looking to bring it back to the basics. That is why Samuel Crisanti and Ian Furay took on the challenge of creating a robust, remote charging station suitable for use in locations without the modern accoutrements many of us enjoy. The two worked on the project for a class taught by chemical engineering professor Daniel Lax. The course, Engineering for the World's Poorest, takes on exactly those issues, and he was impressed with the undergrad's idea. The concept is a foot-powered charging station which operates something like an old sewing machine. Repetitive depression of a pedal is converted to rotational motion of a generator which provides the power to charge a phone and or power a small LED lamp. The project was so intriguing that Lax suggested they forego their final paper and write a proposal for funding instead. Who's going to pass that up? The two applied to the US EPA and were awarded $15,000, which they used for supplies and a trip to the Kingdom of Lesotho, a small country within South Africa. After multiple design revisions and prototypes completed with the support of Case Western's university-based innovation center, ThinkBox, the two came up with a 3D-printed version which they are using for field trials. The latest version costs $12 to 3D print, but the two plan to apply for more funding so they can buy injection molds. The goal is to reduce the cost to less than $5, which is within reach of their potential customers which make $1 to $2 a day. This is a nice example of a class leading to innovation, leading to experience, securing funding, leading to international experience, leading, possibly, to more innovation and funding. Not bad for a class project. Image: River Makalang Gorges in the Highlands of Lesotho, taken by Eckhard Pichet.